As genetic sequencing in China dwindles, testing, tsunami of COVID-19 cases spurring some very deep concern. Let us go deeper. Joining us live now is Bloomberg's John Liu, Beijing executive editor. Thank you so much, as always, John. Let's start in Shanghai. We remember the city endured a brutal lockdown. Now there are reports that things have gotten very bad there again. Now we're hearing intensive care units are using hallways and the like. How rampant is this?
Well, what we have is a sudden surge in infections in Shanghai, in other parts of China, and a medical system that wasn't given very much time to prepare. And so what we've seen is at hospitals, emergency rooms, ICU beds being filled, and the doctors there having no choice but to put some patients into the hallway, for example. Others who are in less serious condition are being asked to wait, sometimes outside. Lots of ambulances, and so the situation at the moment is rather strained.
So in general, the infections in Shanghai now are looking like what we've seen in Beijing for the past week or two, correct?
Yes, that's right. Obviously, anecdotally, we've seen a big uptick in the number of people who are sick, a big drop-off in things such as ridership of the local subway system. It's down about half of what it was in 2019, so the year before the pandemic. We don't have the testing data anymore because there is no more testing being required of citizens. And so there is no real good, clear way to see what the trend is in terms of overall infections.
Okay, so more and more, and you tell me if this is fair, it looks as if COVID zero over the short term was very effective, but now the price is really being paid, and we don't know how big the price is going to be?
Well, China is obviously making an exit from COVID zero, and so reopening the economy. And I think, as we've seen in other countries around the world, when that happens, when the lockdowns lift, there is an uptick in infections, and that is what is happening in China at the moment. I think the real question is, how will the high-risk population be affected? So people who are over the age of 80, for example, who have not had a vaccine, there is a real concern that there will be widespread death. And so there is a real we're keeping a very close eye on that situation. Obviously, we've talked about the hospitals. There's also been a lack of medicine for things like fever. And because that exit happened so quickly, the supplies for that weren't prepared, the pharmacies weren't prepared, and so people are having a hard time getting their hands on those drugs.
Now, John, we're also running a story here at Bloomberg with a short of the antivirals like Paxlovid that people are turning to the black market. How is that working? What kind of black market?
Well, the thing that we've observed most frequently is the purchase of generics from producers in South Asia, so places like Bangladesh, like India, orders placed online, paid for, and then shipped from those places into China. Obviously, China has approved Paxlovid as a treatment domestically, but as we were talking about earlier, because the exit happened so quickly, those supplies were not in place for people to get to. And there's been a sudden rush to get the medicines by people who are either just getting infected or worried that they will be infected soon. So there's been a real strain on supplies.
All right, John. Hey, thank you again. Really appreciate your help and the perspective. That is John Liu, Beijing Executive Editor.